You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. It is the middle of the year, and so it's time to take a deep breath.
Ooh. is that how you breathe now?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm old.
Wow, Bob.
Yeah, no, we've been doing this show a long time.
Wow, that was a creak. That wasn't even a breath.
For someone who just walked into a glass door.
Yeah, the doors around the studio are solid glass. And I have seen birds successfully avoid large panes of glass. I am not as smart as they are.
That's Stephen Thompson, the not as smart as I am glass
door walker into her.
Yes. Who will play us the first song, but I'm with Katie Presley as well. And we are looking at songs. We're doing this big look at the year so far on the NPR Music site. There's an amazing app where you can play almost 200 songs that we've all selected. The ones we're doing here on this show are songs that are on debut albums that are almost positively going to make it on your year-end list. So that's how specific we're getting. Yeah, we're trying to turn you on to new artists that are so good, we already know mid-year they will wind up on your top 10. And the person we thought would be, well, I guess the best
adequate
person.
We ran out of people, right. And then we called Steven.
Most likely to humorously walk into a pane of glass on the way
to
in.
To entertain us, and the most adequate person we can think of to play the first song. Stephen Thompson, what do you got?
Wow, I am so glad to have first dibs. This has been an amazing year for music so far, and this one for me was completely out of left field. It's an Afro-Cuban duo born and raised in Paris called Ibeyi, and we've certainly played some of their music on this show, on the NPR Music website, and this record has just kept growing on me throughout the year. There's so much going on in these songs that are still very spare and breezy, and yet if you start to unpack them, there are Yoruba chants, there are synthesizers and beats and samples and traditional instrumentation, and yet it's all very subtle and quiet and beautiful, and I'm just going to keep prattling. Just make me stop. And
the door didn't help.
Door did not help. It did not jar.
What's the name of the song?
It did not jar anything loose. The song is called River.
Them.
wash my soul.
I will come to your river.
Wash my soul again.
I've concluded that Stephen is not concussed based on the fact that he picked an excellent song and his pupils aren't doing anything weird.
Oh, thank you, Katie. That's maybe the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Certainly on mic.
And I had the opposite reaction, which is he picked a wonderful song. Maybe he's concussed.
Oh, wow.
Dang it. I missed that one. That was right down the middle and I missed it.
You guys are both jerks.
Well, I know. But Ibeyi, we love Ibeyi.
Yeah, it's a beautiful record. It's just such a weirdly relaxing and yet intoxicating record.
Good choice, Mr. Thompson.
Thank you.
Yeah. You can leave or you can stay if you feel concussed.
I'll go get the door for you.
Yeah. I was going to say, if somebody can hold doors open, steer me in the right direction, that would be ideal.
I'm going to pick next because I guess I can.
Because why not?
Because I can. I went to see, I don't know, it was probably 10 months ago or so, I went to see a group called Bellows. Mm-hmm. They're a wonderful band from Brooklyn, part of a art collective called The Epic. And this art collective makes lots of stuff, including great, great music. And after Bellows played, almost everybody stayed on stage and was almost identically the same band with Gabrielle Smith, this time leading the band instead of Oliver Kalb, who leads the group Bellows. So Gabrielle Smith has this group called Eskimo. Almost all the members of Eskimo were backed by members of Bellows, and I was knocked out. I had so much trouble picking which song on this wonderful album to choose today. I could have picked anything, and they're all just perfect pop songs. I'm going to choose a song from Eskimo called I Admit That I'm Scared.
I admit I'm scared of a warm side of our bed. I try
Right? Eskimo.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, sure do love that. I know that'll be in my top, you know, three or four albums this year. I'm here with Katie Presley and Stephen Thompson. How you feeling, Stephen?
I'm recovering nicely. I'm just actually a little bit in shock, not from walking into the window, but from the fact that I liked Bob's pick.
There we go.
Oop, I take back the not concussed diagnosis.
Okay. What do you have, Katie Presley?
I specifically want to follow your pick because it seems like your pick shares with mine this direct connection, direct link between ear canal and heartstrings.
There you go.
I picked Girlpool, yeah. A band that I adore. They are a duo, used to live in L.A., now in Philadelphia. They carry a lot of that L.A. sound with them. They do lo-fi punk, but they have got this free-spirited approach to instrumentation and these unadorned vocals. When they hit, they hit hard. And yeah. in unison and selective harmony, Lars Gotrich, described them as a lightning bolt to the gut. And I just think of that every time. It's a little bit more pleasant than I would imagine that would be. Listening to their music is a little more pleasant. But it packs that degree of punch.
And Lars will come in later and punch us.
He will. And he's not even going to hear that I shouted him out. So yeah. Let's just shun him when he gets here. So we are going to hear from Girlpool, whose debut album came out this year. It is the title track from the album, which is called Before the World Was Big.
I just miss how
Bob, this is a little embarrassing. Right over there to your left, can you just grab that pulsing red sort of lump? It's my heart. It fell out of my chest when they hit the word trillion. Can you just, it happens every time. I should have warned you. I'm sorry.
I don't have any gloves,
but here you go. No, it's pretty clean. It's pretty clean. That was Girl Pool. If you liked that, I highly recommend looking up the video. It doubles down on everything that I love about them, especially in that song, the pairing of pretty thoughtful, kind of heavy lyrics about memory and losing things remembered, then these really pure, buoyant instruments and their voices.
And they did a Tiny Desk concert. Lars Gottrich, who we were just saying... it's great, yes. Lars Gottrich, who we were just saying was going to punch us, mm-hmm. is here. And you love Girl Pool, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say Girl Pool train. That's awful. But I've been a fan of Girl Pool.
You've been in the Girl Pool whirlpool?
Their album is called...
Before the World was Big.
And that was the title track. Lars Gottrich, what are you going to punch us with?
Girls living outside of societies, and I can't say the last word.
Starts with an S.
It's the acronym spells out GLOSS. They are, oh. Yes.
This is going to punch us. I've heard this one.
Yes.
You know, normally I wouldn't bring something like a demo to a thing that was my favorite thing of the year. Sometimes a demo is just better than anything a band puts out. But this band from Olympia, who has a long history of punk rock with bands like Bikini Kill and Unwound, they're coming at hardcore from a different space. It sounds a little bit more like this British hardcore band called Discharge, but also a life of having to fight everything. GLOSS was formed, and I had to write down this quote because I thought it was great. I gave an interview to Maximum Rock and Roll, the punk magazine, back in February, and they were asked what their band is about. And a member said, "We're tired of punk catering to white men and excluding all others." And it's a band full of transgendered women and queer and queer femmes. And, they're using all these words as terms of empowerment. And I realize as I'm saying this that I am a white man, white dude, like saying this stuff is awesome. But it is awesome because they basically just want to change the dialogue around punk rock, which is, it's mostly white dudes.
Yeah.
And their demo came out in January, and the song I want to play for you is called Line Lips and Spiked Bats, which I think pretty much says everything that needs to be said.
Perfect.
Here are the lyrics, just in case you maybe weren't following along, or maybe you don't listen to screaming folks
ball.
As much as I do. Straight America, you won't ruin me. Sick American dream. Combating the crap. Bad girls have each other's backs.
I want to say that when Lars sent this over saying he was going to play it, it made me cry. I cried at my desk. Gender liberation anthems are always going to do it to me. FYI, America, send them to me. I will cry.
And today, a big day.
Yeah, today is a big day.
We're recording this on the day of the Supreme Court decision. Thank you.
Yeah, and the demo is available on Bandcamp for free.
Gloss.
From Gloss. That's an acronym.
GLOSS, if you couldn't figure that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lars.
Thanks, guys.
We go to New York. Tim Hotep, you weren't just listening to that minute and 26 second blast, but here's just like, here's 12 seconds of a song called Lined Lips and Spiked Bats, because you missed this, you know?
This is what we're coming off of.
So anyway, how are you going to follow that?
I don't even know. I think, you know, that is the workout. That's the high point of the workout. We're going to take you to the cool down.
This, okay.
Oh, great.
This part I'm going to give you right now.
What are you going to play for us? You're picking a song that you know is going to make your top 10 end of year list for sure by an artist we don't even know.
Oh, no pressure, right?
Right. Sure, it's going to be great.
I will say this is a song by an artist named Vince Staples. I'll say his album is pretty likely to make my end of year list. And the song I selected from it is a song called Summertime. The reason I like it is because Vince is, you know, all intents and purposes, he's a gangster rapper. You know what the themes are going to be in that type of music. But this song specifically is really noteworthy to me because it's him at his most vulnerable. It's him at his most honest, and it's him stripping away the cool and kind of like that veneer, right, to let you know who he really is. And it's called Summertime. I don't know if we should get into it right now. I can tell you a little bit more after we play some of it, maybe.
A good deal. Sure. Yeah, here we go.
Feel as if I misconstrue. I spend my moments missing you. I'm searching for a tone to do. I blame my darker tone. I know some things are better left instead of people left alone. Pick up the phone. Don't leave me alone in this cruel, cruel world.
Like those sounds a lot, Tim. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a courtesy of a producer named Clams Casino. He is the architect, or one of the architects of what people call the cloud rap sound. He has a penchant for sounds like that that are very dreamy. The reason I chose this song, like I said before, is like it stands out from the rest of the stuff on the album. Obviously, it's a rap album, so there's a lot of dense lyricism about music, gangster rapper, and this is a song where he is really, really raw and vulnerable. The song is basically him addressing a woman who is his love interest, someone he really, really cares about, being apologetic. Oftentimes, when we talk about hardcore hip hop, you get one aspect of an artist. You get them at their most macho, their most aggressive. What I thought was interesting here is him basically apologizing for being as flawed as he is. And there's a couple lines that stand out too. He says, I hope you understand they never taught me how to be a man, only how to be a shooter. And I think that speaks to the core of who he is. He's like, I think a lot of his nihilism, a lot of his aggression is a suit of armor he's put on that he says, like, this is what the world tells me I need to be. And I wish I could be a better man for you. So I just think that was a very interesting and kind of deep sentiment. When I first heard Vince Staples' Summertime, I didn't expect him to be singing on it. When I heard this, at first it was a little jarring. But then when I got what he was trying to convey emotionally, right, I said, wow, this is effective, especially within the context of the album. For him to be tender, as he is here, for him to be apologetic, for him to be vulnerable, he chose a different medium than just the dense poetry of rapping. It's like, let me try to sing my feelings to you. Let me sing my contradictions to you.
And it still feels multidimensional. You know, sometimes when rappers choose to sing, there's kind of a performativity about it. You know, it's like, this is the only way I can prove I'm being vulnerable. I'm going to sing. Look, this is a big deal. I'm singing. But that just felt honest. It felt like a really open communique.
Exactly. I felt like it wasn't contrived. If it was contrived, I would have slammed it.
Right. Then it worked on me.
That's great. What's the name of the album?
Summertime 06 is the name of the album.
Well, that's great. And he is, he's young. He's like 21, right?
He has very, very deep thoughts for a 21-year-old.
Self-reflective.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Tim Hotep from NPR Music in New York City. Speaking of young, we have our intern here who is older than Vince Staples.
I'm actually awesome. The same age. I'm also 21.
Oh, okay.
So,
wow. Okay, good. I was going to say you lied on the application. No, I'm just So Julian Ring is with us. He's been our intern now for, what, about four weeks?
4 weeks now, yeah. I'm really loving it here.
Yeah, a couple of tiny desks you've had.
Just a couple.
Yeah.
He got to do your part of the tour when they would bring tours by and you were gone last week.
Yeah, I'm developing a love-hate relationship with all the tour guides.
That's great. So you're bringing something to the table with
me. Yes, I am. I'm bringing a song by an electronic music producer named Royce Wood Jr. He's from London. He's also pretty young, actually, in keeping with the theme. He's worked with other electronic artists before sort of as a sideman, but this is his first debut album on his own. It's called The Ashen Tang. The album is a really interesting mix of sort of like 70s Stevie Wonder, like 80s Prince kind of funky soul. Whoa. And then it's got these kind of weird, glitchy electronic elements thrown in. And it's just a whole lot of fun. It's got classical guitars, strings, tons of pianos and keyboards just layered all over the place. And every single song on this record sort of has a different character to it. So you've got kind of slow jams. You've got really high energy, like very Stevie Wonder-esque type tunes. This album is just kind of all over the place, but it sort of doesn't take itself too seriously. And that's what I really love about it.
That's great. And a debut, especially.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and the song is?
The song is called Honey Dripper.
Since I really rolled around, looking at you gets the thing beeping. Yeah. Ooh, honey, just won't turn around. Yeah. You open, let me sink the first ray. Is no one forced ever gray. It's only unattainable. Tell me honey drippers all alone.
Good flourish, yes, at the end. Yeah.
I know. I love that dissonant ending. It's so great.
This is perfect. So this is Royce Wood Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And Julian Ring has brought us Royce Wood Jr. What is the rest of this record like?
The rest of this record, I mean, again, it's just all over the place. I mean, you have really high energy, kind of very straightforward soul songs that really don't have any, you know, electronic elements thrown in. And then you have these really kind of glitchy, almost like James Blake kind of stuff going on. Like the whole last half of this record, it like completely changes track and it's really, really fun. It just kind of covers so much ground. It's a really rewarding listen. So
I'm taking it off your desk or off your computer or something.
Absolutely.
Give me I Want.
Free reign, Bob. Just take it as you please.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, sure thing.
Thanks, Julian.
Well, let's just go to New York now and see.
Right
what,
now? I'll get the train tickets.
Great. And see what Anastasia Tsoulkas has to say about a record that, without any question, is going to make it onto your year-end list. But an artist, we have no idea who it is.
Yeah. The thing that I have to ask you both is, how do you feel about eggplant?
I like it. I like it grilled, sautéed. I pretty well like it.
Yeah.
Breaded.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you have to like soak it or salt it. It's touchy, but when it's good, it's so good.
The reason I ask is because the name of this band
is Imam Baldi, which is the name of an eggplant dish.
And
I am not making this up. So Imam Baldi is this delicious, speaking of like eggplant, right or wrong, Imam Baldi is made well. It is so good. It is stuffed eggplant with onions and garlic and tomatoes and lavish, but not too lavish, amounts of olive oil. And is a dish from Turkey that's made its way to Greece and elsewhere around sort of that area. And it is a really good name for this band because they bring all these sort of Asia Minor flavors into their music. And so the name is Imam Baldi, and they're a band from Athens. And what they do is they take music from the 1940s and 50s and 60s and remix it and bring in elements of other stuff, electronic or hip hop or Latin music.
Whoa.
And
like all good eggplant.
It's like all good eggplant. And yeah, and they've kind of played with that name through the years since they were founded. And a lot of their songs actually have food tie-ins, which is kind of hilarious.
That is good.
I could tell you about their pumpkin seed song, but we're not going to go there right now.
What are we going to play?
We are going to hear a tune called You Fade Away Alone, Arroz Vinis Moni. And it's an old tune from 1947 by a very, very, very famous Greek songwriter and bouzouki player named Vasilis Tsitsanis. It already had these kind of Latin elements in it, and they've sort of walked into this song and really amped up that flavor. You'll hear it.
Ready.
Ready, set.
One, two, three,
four. Oh, my.
Oh.
scrumptious.
I was just going to say, I'm full.
That, you know, it's kind of riding that Pink Martini-ish throwback vibe, but I love the fact that they brought in so many different textures in Latin music. You know, that you've got the mariachi horns, you've got like a güiro, like that scratchy, scratchy percussion. Mm-hmm. There's I can't put my finger on why, but it has kind of a chicha vibe, like sort of psychedelic cumbia-ish. There's like slidey elements to it that reminds me of that. And it's just, it's very tasty. It's very tasty.
And again, the name of the band is?
Is Imambaldi, Imambaildi. And the name of the album is Three. It's just the three Roman numerals for three.
I don't know how anyone is going to top that, but we're going to find someone. Anyone around?
Hello, anyone?
echo.
Thanks, Anastasia.
Thank you. And Manoli was dancing through the whole thing, so thank you.
We had the volume way up, and our chief librarian walked in the studio and started dancing. So
perfect.
Yes, you never know what's going to happen here.
Eggplant That's makes true. Everybody dance.
There's a motto to live by,
right?
Take care.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
So maybe Katie Presley, maybe we need to go to Nashville and talk to Ann Powers.
As is often
right.
The resolution.
From eggplant to Nashville.
Hello from Music Row down here in Nashville.
Wonderful, wonderful to hear you. We just left Kacey Musgraves playing at my desk. Today
awesome.
Is the decision of the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. and she played Follow Your Arrow. We are flying high at this very moment.
I was just going to say, peel us off the walls.
She's my heroine. Yes, she's indeed. My shero.
Good.
Perfect. What do you have for us? What is the thing that's knocking you out from an artist that's made their debut record?
Well, I believe in reinvention. I believe in long careers. And I believe in Chris Stapleton. Chris Stapleton is one of the finest talents Nashville has to offer. He used to front a bluegrass band called the Steel Drivers. He's also written quite a few hits here in Nashville, and he's one of the most sought-after background vocalists on mainstream country hits. But this year he made his solo debut album. It's called Traveler, and it's just such a perfect companion for any music lover who appreciates great songs, heartfelt vocals. It's Americana, it's country, it's rock, it's everything to me. And it's the album that I kind of put on whenever I need some comfort, need some love, need a little sunshine down here in the southern humidity.
And what song you want to play from that record?
Well, we're going to listen to a weeper because Katie requested a weeper.
I was just going to say, when I said peel me off the walls, I guess that's what I meant.
Daddy doesn't pray anymore. I guess he's finished talking to the Lord. He used to fold his hands and bow his head down to the floor. And Daddy doesn't pray anymore. I remember even when the times were bad, he thanked Jesus for everything he had. Good wife and three children, the food upon our plate. Yeah, everything was right, he said grace. Daddy doesn't pray anymore. I guess he's finished talking to the Lord. He used to fold his hands and bow his head down to the floor. But Daddy doesn't pray anymore. There was a time when we didn't get along. 'Cause I thought I was right and he was wrong. So when I lay down at night, I hear him get down on his knees and say a little prayer for me. daddy and pray anymore. I guess he's finished talking too long. He used to fold his hands and bow his head down to the floor. But daddy doesn't pray anymore. Today I follow daddy down to church. Listen to the preacher read God's word. And we sang his favorite hymn, daddy didn't make a sound. And this afternoon we'll lay him in the ground. Daddy doesn't pray anymore. I guess he's finally walking with the Lord. He used to fold his hands and bow his head down to the floor. But daddy doesn't pray anymore.
Thanks for this, Ann Powers. That's Chris Stapleton. Anything more you want to say about this record?
Well, I just want to note that Travelers, produced by Dave Cobb, who's doing so many of my favorite albums right now, worked with Sturgill Simpson, Jason Isbell, who we're all excited to hear his next record coming out. Just a great producer. And, you know, Nashville's the land of amazing producers, so I can't wait to meet Dave in person and meet all of the amazing people in the studios of Nashville. Come find me, people.
Excellent. Thanks, Ann Powers.
Thank you.
Well, let's go from that that very Nashville sound, and let's go out dancing.
Cool. Yeah, I got something completely different for you, Bob.
And that's Sammy Yenigan, who's been all year long playing great dance music on the NPR blog in a series called
Recommended Dose. Thank you very much.
Every single month. You got another one about to come up.
We do. We are.
You and Otis Hart.
We are finalizing our choices right now.
Do you fight you and Otis?
Oh, all the time. Yeah. No, I mean, it's sort of interesting, actually. Otis and I, in the NPR music context, have similar tastes in that we're both into underground experimental dance music. But I think when it comes down to picking those five songs, we disagree all the time. I mean, you know.
I'm just going to say for those of you out there who want to choose your discovery of 2015, a new artist with a new album, we have a poll out, and we're asking you to tell us what that is. So go to npr.org/allsongs, find the blog post, and then we'll make a playlist of those too. So you not only get to discover a bit of music here, 6-8 songs, whatever it works out to be, we also give you a chance to listen to all the things that everybody out there is listening to that they love, that's new to them, and we'll do that. But what do you got? What are you going to take us out dancing with?
So I've got a debut LP from a producer named Hoonie, real name Hun Choi. He's a Korean music producer. He lives in Germany, and he is somebody who has sort of been building up to this LP for a long time now. He's been releasing music as singles since 2009, but before that, he's been known internationally as this avid record collector, this unbelievable cataloger of, you know, funk and disco specifically. He's just considered in certain circles and circles that, you know, I pay attention to be one of the best DJs in the world. His DJ sets are almost if not more interesting than his album, which is fabulous. It's called Hunch Music, and the song that I picked off of it is called Hiding the Moon. It's definitely way more upbeat than the country track that we just came out of.
And takes lots of twists and turns too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's this part right in the middle where all of a sudden these like godlike chants start coming in. I don't know, it's like this like synthesizer cello almost. It's the moment where, like, you can just imagine, you know, Hooney DJing and the entire club going insane. It starts out as a minimal track, and then these warm sort of Fender Rhodes chords get introduced.
Nice electric piano.
Right, yeah, in the middle of the song, and it really brightens up the whole sound, and turning it from something that would be cold and minimal techno into just more buoyant, disco-tinged house music.
Perfect. Nice. Thanks. Good way to go out, right, Katie?
Absolutely. I'm already bouncing excitedly.
Here we go. I'm Bob Boylan along with Katie Presley. Thank you, Sammy Anigan.
Thank you very much for having me.
Excellent. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Bye, y'all.
Happy half year.
Happy halftime.
I'm